Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Brian, it was a very successful week here heading into Valentine's Day with our Valentine's Day CYA.
Had lots of great contestants, some really deserving winners, and I hope they have some killer dinners on Valentine's Day.
You know, it all started with friend of show Tracy.
Because I got a herniated disc, lost my job, and couldn't afford something for Valentine's Day. Heard you guys this morning and hopped on.
If you come through with this and you get this incredible dinner at one of these fabulous restaurants and the front row Cirque du Soleil tickets, don't you think her appreciation may re-injure your herniated disc?
I'd look forward to that.
And then we got Robert. Robert was the consummate guy, perfect dude for the Valentine's Day CYA.
He made the ultimate bro mistake. Robert, what were you thinking?
Last weekend, we were just discussing Valentine's Day, and I'm kind of thinking that this is really a Hallmark holiday, and that's my argument. She's like, you don't even know the history. So she's giving me her feel on how this is like a legitimate holiday and blah, blah, blah.
Take one bit of advice from me when you're arguing or having a fight with your woman. Do not use the words blah, blah, blah.
And, of course, the one that came close to getting dumped was a fellow by the name of Paul.
Paul's a primary caretaker for two relatives, and his story was really sad. But the more we talked to him, it just kept getting sadder.
So, Paul, who are you going to take? Who are you going to take on a Valentine's Day date?
I don't know, me, myself, and I, or someone else, like my friend Eric, or someone else from a workplace, kind of like a woman.
Probably like a woman. That's probably
a good idea.
Let me ask you this. Paul, have you ever been on a date?
No, not really.
So who's the woman that you would ask from work?
Oh, I'd either ask someone else that used to work there before. Her name is, let's see, what was her name again? I forgot again.
That's going to be tough, man, if you can't remember her name.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to be pulling out the chair for your hand.
Yeah.
Robin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.